poll, plurality of voters consider Biden's first 100 days a failure. By Hannah Blow on April 29, 2021. A plurality of U.S. likely voters consider President Joe Biden's first 100 days in office a failure. A Rasmussen Report survey released Thursday found. The survey, taken April 27 to 28, days before Biden reaches his 100th day in office, asked, have President Biden's first 100 days been a success, a failure, or somewhere in between? A plurality, or 44%, said the commander-in-chief's first 100 days have been a failure, followed by 36% who said it has been a success, 18% who said somewhere in between, and 2% who remain unsure. Opinions are predictably divided along party lines, as nearly three-quarters of Republicans consider Biden's first 100 days a failure, compared to 16% of Democrats who said the same. A majority of Democrats, 67%, consider Biden's first 100 days a success, compared to 12% of Republicans and 26% of independents who held the same sentiments. When asked if Biden has proven to be a better president or a worse president than expected, a plurality, or 39%, chose worse, while 26% said better. One-third of voters said his performance has been what they expected. Once again, opinions are sharply divided on party lines, with 60% of Republicans saying his performance has been worse, while 17% of Democrats said the same. Notably, a plurality of Democrats, not a majority, said his performance has been better than expected. Per Rasmussen, Biden's presidency continues to be shadowed by the belief that cheating affected the outcome of last year's election. While 48% of voters say Biden won the election fairly last November, 39% disagree and 13% are not sure. 69% of Republican voters don't believe Biden won the election fairly, a belief shared by 13% of Democrats and 36% of voters not affiliated with either major party. The survey, taken among 1,000 likely U.S. voters, has a margin of error of +/-3%.